Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, my God and King. I love the Lord, our God and King. He is mightily moving by His Spirit, always up to something good. He's got our back. He watches over us to help us. And as we draw near to the Lord, He loves to draw near to us. I love to see people get hungry for God. When you're hungry for His Word, I know what's going to happen. There's a lot of things the Lord have taught me. And usually when I learn something from Him, and you know, from the former years, the years around 1988 all the way up to 96, those were the difficult years for me. And I had a lot of trouble. And it's kind of funny now, because as I learned great lessons from the Lord, because I had to. And it got better and better. But every time it got to a point when I would go through trouble, and or I would have just life troubles, I knew I was going to get an answer, because I got used to getting an answer. When the Lord taught me how to love in 87, that set the pace for the rest of those years. And I kept learning. I kept growing. So the trouble stopped bothering me. I didn't necessarily like it, but I knew that I was going to learn something even more. I said, well, the devil threw this at me. Well, I'm going to learn how to kill this problem too. It was one thing after another. And people used to say, new level, new devil. Well, I don't like that, but it's the same devil. He just got, he's just trying different, he's desperate, and he's trying stuff. Well, whether it's a new one or an old one, I wanted him under my foot like he's supposed to be. But the principles I learned, I can share them, but it makes more sense to people when they charge their heart with the Word first. And when we charge our hearts with the Word of God, we can relate to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You always remember, the Holy Spirit will always deal with truth. He's the Spirit of truth. If you believe something amiss that's not right, or deception, sometimes people believe deception. They really mean well, but this is just wrong information. Well, the Holy Spirit can't use that to help you. First, He'll have to show you what's wrong with it, and then you'll have to receive the rightly divided Word of God, or the sincere meaning of God's Word. Then He can help you with that. So a lot of times opinions are formed in the world, and they don't work in the kingdom. So you have to get kingdom knowledge to defeat the worldly knowledge, because the worldly knowledge will interfere with how you receive kingdom knowledge. Now, you have great abilities in Christ. And I thought about some things I like to tell people, if they'll get built up in the Word first, it'll make more sense. In these broadcasts, I have a chance to explain things. And sometimes you want to give people information, and you don't have the time to develop it. And even if you did, whatever they believe the wrong way will interfere with it. So a healthy study of the Word of God will help everybody receive what God has to say. And I love the Lord. He thinks, but in the meantime, before you get a good understanding of things, the Holy Spirit can work with you. And He can show you in a way. He can show you, he can teach you spiritually without words. And you'll understand it, but you can't explain it. And that have happened many times for me. And in fact, in the most recent years, you know, 3-4 years ago, I began to put things in words that I never could put in words. And I asked the Lord about things that He taught me a long time ago, and He helped me put it in words for now, you know, because people now, I was living off the spiritual understanding. But it's time for me to teach. When it became time for me to teach it in a relevant way in words, then the Lord enabled me to do it. That's what happened. And I make adjustments. If you're going to follow God, always make adjustments. You're going to have to. You can't always do what used to work or what seemed to work, because he's going to give you greater information and you'll begin to see what's wrong with what's wrong and what's right with what's right. And this process continues. And I thank God for it. Today is October the 18th. It's a wonderful day that the Lord has made. And I thank God for it. It's Monday, October 18th. And today's lesson, this time he gave me the title before he went from the beginning. It's called Covenant Abilities. So this is the first time he gave me, I think it's the first time he gave me the title before I published it. He usually give me the title after I publish it. And the Lord do things like that. It lets you know he's working with you. And I'm going to find out whether this is going to be a new thing. You know, the Holy Ghost ideas come to me at different times for different reasons. And I think it was last year I started using names on the links instead of the date. And I always wanted to date it because, that's how I did the radio broadcast. But he started giving me titles for the lessons, for the heart-to-heart lessons. And so I just roll with it. When God do something new, I just keep the, you know, flow with him. I think it shows us that we grow from glory to glory also. So today we're going to deal with covenant abilities. When you leave the kingdom of darkness, the world system, and you get saved, and you have to learn how your kingdom works, and what you're used to is not always good. Sometimes we just happen to do what's of the kingdom while we were in the world, because we're made in God's image and because people pray for us. And sometimes we make biblical decisions while we're in the world, and it's part of our life. It's part of, sometimes biblical decisions and biblical living is part of the culture, because the world is not just totally satanic. We are people made in God's image. He's trying to get us conformed to his image, and he does it through desire and through our evil desires. And he tried to tempt us, so we'll have evil desires. And then if we get in sin, that's what causes us to be in the world or out of covenant with God. There are some wonderful people that have high morals. They're just not in covenant with Jesus. And they're not going to live forever unless they believe on Jesus. And so within the world, it's a mixture of worldly concepts, biblical concepts, because people in the world, they are made in God's image, and they can see and hear. And when they hear and see the activity of God's people, the daily routine, it helps them make biblical adjustments. And if they were raised by people that love God, they have biblical persuasions already in their DNA, already in their culture. They just need to get in covenant with God and continue the process of biblical living. But the worldly side, if you're in the world and you're living according to the world, there's going to be some sin too. So you got a combination over there. That's why some things in the world look good. And it take a long time to figure out that it's not working right. But when you get in the Word of God, you begin to share kingdom abilities. And the Lord has given you his abilities because you're in covenant with him. Now let's look at Genesis chapter 12 again, verses 1 through 3. He said, the Lord said, verse 1, "Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now look at verse 2 here. this is what caught my attention today. I will make of thee a great nation. That don't happen in the world system. The average Joe in the world system will never be a great nation. This is a kingdom ability. And God's going to... the Lord told him to get out of thy country from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. You do that. If he do that, he's in covenant with God. He's in agreement. And then God said, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now that's possible because all things are possible with God, and you have to get that spiritual understanding. It's not going to happen because you're smart, because you're wise. It's going to happen because you're in covenant, and God's going to guide you and make it happen through you. Because remember something, man has the authority, and God has to work with us to get something done. So our cooperation is important. It's just as important as us looking to God. We have to cooperate with Him. A lot of times Christians want to be a blessing, and they want greatness on their life, and they want it because it's there. They know that the Lord can. This is something people sense from the inside. This is not worldly knowledge. The Lord, you know, when people experience the love of Jesus, they want everybody to know it. They want their cousins, their friends, their brothers, their sisters, their parents, and everybody to know Jesus. And they get excited about talking to Him. And they don't know everything. And they want God to use them mightily. I've seen this so many times, so many. I love people like that. And some people are just glad they got saved, but they don't really express that kind of devotion. But they desire it and they gravitate to it. But some people are just, I got to have more. I love that. And I love people like that. I want to see them run as fast as they can. Because when you're like that, God can do something in your life. Now, I like to listen to Karen Wheaton. And it was a preacher she was, I guess the church she was attending. I heard I don't know if he was a pastor or a youth pastor. He said, all the young people that want to get married, he said, run as fast as you can with the Lord. Doing all this in his heart. Run with the Lord. And then look beside you and see who's running with you and marry them. I saw the concept of that. Somebody that's highly devoted to God, and then, you know, you're equally yoked with somebody that's just as fervent. That's ideal. That is ideal. I love that concept. A person that don't care about the things of God, they just want a good life. You know, they're valuable too. Everybody, some people really love God, they don't express it. But see, when the Lord helps you with a mate, He'll get somebody that'll compliment you. But when both people love God and they want to know more, they're going to have a much stronger marriage if they stay in that way. Sometimes people do that for a season and stop. So you can't really go by sight. You have to go by the wisdom of God. And the Lord knows people. He knows who's going to have a good and honest heart. That's the key to having a covenant life. But when you have a covenant life, you also have covenant abilities. And it's detectable. It's in your DNA. It's in your born again DNA to know that God can work through you. All you have to do, the main thing you got to do, it's not what you do. It's not what you give. The devotion is key, but it's the attention you give God. That's how you're going to unlock the greater abilities that's already there. They can't be revealed until you can be trusted. And you can, you know, it's not wise for God to give you something great to do unless he can trust you to do it. And he can't, how can he trust you to do that if you can't trust him? You're going to have to trust him. We learn to trust him by giving him our attention, receiving his word, all that you can. That attracts the, this, there are things that attract the Holy Spirit. One is your love for God. Two, your ability to receive what he's saying. Your hunger attracts the Holy Spirit. Your love for God, your love for man, your love for mankind. It attracts the Holy Spirit to you. And then when you give him your attention, when he's already attracted to you, because you're a person that he can work through to do great things with. When you yield to him and receive what he's saying with patience, then he's going to fill you up with knowledge and prepare you for what's ahead. So many, I was watching a show on TBN. It was Paul Crouch's grandson. I forgot his first name, but he was doing a TV broadcast about Christians of the past and missionaries of the past. And there was three or four guys. They went to, I think it was Fiji Island, and they had a plane. One was a pilot, one or two of them was a pilot, and the other ones was missionaries. And they went there to minister to the indigenous people there. But they ended up getting killed. They did some good. Some people in that tribe got saved, but the elders of the tribe had them killed. Now I want to share something. Indigenous people, they don't know God. They were they worship things like, just like the demons of old, the demigods of old. They went to these places, the giants I'm talking about, after they left Canaan land, they went places like that. And they demanded worship of the people and blood sacrifice. And they always, every part of the globe, it can be in Asia, it can be in Europe, it can be in the Americas, the islands, the coastlands. That's where the giants went. And everywhere they went, they controlled the indigenous people and got in there. Even the American Indians, they dress up in feathers and they dance and around a fire. You know, all this stuff happens. They do the same thing in Africa, in America, Central America. They dance around the fire with them feathers and stuff, you know. And they have a lot of superstitions. And the demons that control them, that's what they worship. And they sacrifice their children. Even in Israel, they sacrifice their children to Molech. All this is demonic. They're driven by evil spirits. Now, when we train, this is how important it is to train. What, you know, to let the Lord train you. Don't be in too big a hurry. Receive your training. The season of training can last a while. I don't know how long, you know, it's going to last, but training time is key so that you can stay in life, so that you can be effective. They didn't have to get killed. With proper training, they could have done this without getting killed. I'm not saying that they didn't do wrong. Because some of the things that we face in life, there's no person that can train you, but the Holy Spirit will. He will show you how to do spiritual warfare. In fact, spiritual warfare was not something that people were used to. After there were few people that taught it. Smith Wigglesworth was one. Kenneth Hagin taught it well. And then others like Lester Summerall, they learned it while they were on the mission field. A healthy study of the Word of God will help you with whatever you need. But kingdom abilities are there, and it's simple. The easier you receive from the Lord, the faster He can train you. And he'll train you in a way that you won't get in pride. If God trained you to do something and you get in pride, that's very dangerous. Pride is very dangerous. It can lead to so many evils. Competition is dangerous. Being competitive against other believers is dangerous. The Lord will shut it off before if a person can't be trusted to not be in pride, they can cause a terrible amount of trouble. If a person is in pride and they have the knowledge of God, and then they get in pride, they can cause a train wreck in the spirit. When people want to be first, that's dangerous too. The goal is for all of us to be one. My desire, I took another position because I saw how God hates pride and I saw how dangerous it is. I experienced it against myself. And I said, it's divisive. It hurts people. It hurts people I know too many ministers that just, they backed off from their ministry because they run into people with pride. People that they look to had pride or were competitive. And a lot of people got hurt. I saw both ends of it. You know, the people that practice pride or competition, or they get, Cain jealousy. Worse than that, Saul jealousy. That's the worst. That's worse than Cain jealousy. At least Cain didn't have anybody that to do something like that. He was the first one to act that way. But Saul knew about Cain, and he tried to javelin David. That's where pride goes. Pride is always worldly. Pride is the pit of the world. That's the worst part of the world you can get to. It's when a person gets in pride, they cannot be trusted anymore by the Holy Spirit. So whatever happens, good things are going to happen because you follow God. Miracles are going to happen. Great wonders are going to happen. Sometimes you may not even realize the depth of what happened or the height of what happened. But you're going to do some mighty works. That's normal for people in the kingdom of God. That's a covenant ability. But just don't get in pride. And the Holy Spirit will train you in a way where when you're out there on the field and you're deployed, you're ready to go. If He deploy you, you have everything you need to finish and win. Even if you're a martyr, and there are martyrs. Some people are martyrs. Peter knew he was going to be a martyr. So there are martyrs. A martyr is not a disqualification. Like I said, the guys that got killed, I'm just pointing out, with training, there's a way to do these things without getting killed. Because what they were doing was very necessary. Now, and I know that Daniel said many will die to try those. Many good people of God will die. Men and women of God will die to try those that are alive. Because God is looking for sincerity. Ministry is war. In war, people die. That's not the point. Don't be afraid of death. To live is Christ, to die is gain. But God can use your life and win souls. When you're all in, you don't really care. Now, but the pride and lack of training can be a threat to your kingdom abilities. So we have to be trained by the Holy Spirit. And He'll prepare you. You don't know what you're going to run into. He already knows what you're going to run into. The skill of yielding to God is something you're going to definitely need. You're going to have to learn not to just have faith in God, but you're going to have to learn to trust Him. And He's not going to tell you every detail. He'll tell you what to do. You do it and watch and pray. You watch and pray. You learn and receive. And when things go wrong or things go different than you expected, trust the Lord anyway. So many people have not been trained to trust. I'm sorry. They've been taught faith, but not trust. And there's a difference. Now, in the past, I didn't know that there was a difference. And I used to write words. If I got it right, if I applied faith and trust appropriately, that was the Holy Ghost, not me. Because in those days, I thought that trust and faith was the same thing. It was the last, about 10 years ago, I asked the Lord what was the difference between faith and trust. It was 8 to 10 years ago. And it's on the, if you listen to these broadcasts, on especially the Fresh Start, I started teaching it in Fresh Start, you know, years ago. The difference between faith and trust. And I taught it differently over, I was learning about it, so I taught it over time. Abraham believed God. He took God at face value. Because it said that he believed Him. And it was counted to him for righteousness. But this is the covenant. God said, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. That's the covenant ability right there. Then, this is the other half of it. See, that's the earth side, verse 2. Verse 3 is the God side. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The covenant abilities, you know, God is going to make of him a great nation, make his name great, and he's going to be a blessing because he's involved. And then God is going to protect him and bless them that bless. Abraham can't bless them that bless him, and he can't curse him that curse him. He can't curse him that curse. And him is the Satan. That's Satan. And I said earlier, Satan is against the covenant abilities. Satan is against God. Satan is against everything of God. He's against your covenant abilities and the purpose for it. So the way he fights us, he hates the Jews, for instance. He hates Christians, for instance. He hates your covenant abilities. People in the world have no clue about your covenant abilities. They don't have a clue about it. But the enemy, through their pride, through their lust, through their desire, through their sin, he can control them to be an enemy against you, because he is against the covenant and they know nothing about it. I can prove it. When two times, I can prove it with two references. One, when Moses was born, the enemy knew that a leader was going to be born in that generation. So he had the Pharaoh to kill all the babies that were born in the season that Moses was born. Pharaoh's reason for doing this was because, see, the enemy couldn't tell him his side of it. He just put a thought in Pharaoh's mind that the Jews are about to outnumber the Egyptians, and they're going to rise up against you if you don't do something. So now Pharaoh's alerted in fear, and he has all the male children when Moses was born killed. But the Lord, and my pastor was talking about this yesterday, the Lord spared Moses. His mother put him in a basket, and you know the story. Pharaoh's daughter saw him, and then pay Moses' mother to nurse him. And Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house. The very one that Satan was after was raised in Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh had no clue that that's what Satan was after. He had no clue that Satan was trying to destroy Moses. All he had was fear. And his fear was solved when they killed the Hebrew babies, boys. All the males, they were killed. So he was, that relieved his fear. And it caused spiritual dead on his life too. And the kingdom, and everybody in the kingdom, the whole kingdom, had new spiritual dead on their life. But he didn't know nothing about that. But he raised Moses. His daughter raised as a princess, as a prince. He was raised as a prince. Now, another time, when Jesus was a lad, the wise men came to bring him incense. He was about 2 years old. Well, Herod had all the children killed trying to kill Jesus. And that Herod died. And then Jesus was sent to his son, the new Herod. and that Herod couldn't find fault in Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. See, people don't, the one that his daddy feared, the son, let him go. People don't process. They're looking at what they want for their reasons, for their personal reasons. But because sin gives Satan control over your life, he can control you to do his work.